You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. Catherine Lanfer is in for John Hockenberry today. Hi, Catherine.
Hey, Adora.
We're going to begin in Pakistan, where, as you know, Catherine, some are calling it the end of the Musharraf era. Reports today say Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf will step down in the next 72 hours rather than face impeachment. Now, this has been a rapid descent for a man who once ruled the critical ally on the U.S.'s war on terror. He's lost political backing not only from civilian allies, but more importantly from the powerful military that he led for nearly a decade. Musharraf's formerly staunch U.S. supporters are reportedly now quietly urging him to go with dignity. For the very latest, we go now to Islamabad and the BBC's Mark Dummett. Good morning. Good afternoon. Mark? Oh, doesn't seem to be there. This is live radio,
you know,
folks.
I want to go back to what you were saying about a rapid descent. You covered Pakistan. You were there. Just how rapid is this descent? How much of a surprise is this?
This is a man who came into power in a coup in 1999. He was the head of the military as well as the head of the country. So he had two components in the grip of his hand and ruled very solidly, some would say as a dictator, for many years. That culminated last year in him sacking dozens of judges, which led to a lot of turmoil and protest.
Probably led to what we're going to talk to Mark Dummett about
right now. And I think I'm being told that we have Mark Dummett. Are you there, Mark? Mark?
I am, I am.
Well, good. We're glad to have you. The pressure on Musharraf... The pressure on Musharraf has come so rapidly. At this point, it seems he's facing pressure from all sides and really has no choice but to step down.
Well, that's basically what people here are saying, certainly. Even his allies, his former supporters in the army, it seems, are no longer prepared really to back him. So all the speculation now is that he will resign, as you said at the top there, at some point soon. Although we have to say that it's all unofficial at the moment, and his spokesman has come out and said he's not intending to do that.
There have been lots of reports, as you say, nothing official, but many reports about the fact that right now Musharraf is negotiating his way out. And it's not surprising that he would be trying to negotiate questions about criminal charges to gain some immunity from those potential criminal charges, but also about his safety. Mark, is Musharraf under threat at the moment?
He is. I mean, from the militants, from Al Qaeda, they've repeatedly said that he's one of their main enemies. Of course, there have been several assassination attempts on his life over the years. At the end of last year, there was the assassination of Benazir Bhutto, the opposition leader. So the militants here have demonstrated that they can strike on Pakistan's leadership. So certainly that will be one of the issues that he will be trying to secure, that he's protected, both, as you say, from some sort of prosecution from the government, his political enemies in government, and also protection from the Taliban and Al-Qaeda.
So a very complicated situation brewing there. Mark Dummett, thank you for joining us. Mark Dummett is the BBC correspondent. He was coming to us from Islamabad in a very scratchy line there.
Yes, he was. And I just want to remind everyone that we're going to be talking about Pakistan a little later this hour, talking about the line of succession, if you will, and who might succeed Musharraf. It's going to be an interesting conversation.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.